Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Brother Calvin. This edition of Trillion Dollar Flow, we're going to go into Ponzi schemes and financial scams that weighs on us spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Okay, this episode of Trillion Dollar Flow is brought to you by the Seed of Abraham Ministries, helmed by Bishop T. Turner. You can reach him at his website, which is theseedofabraham.yolasite.com, or you can give him a call at 773-577-9720. If you can't reach him by phone, go to his Contact Me page on his website and put your information in his Contact Me page, and you hit the button and go to his email instantaneously. He gets it from his phone and get back with you in a timely fashion. Okay, now, with all that, let's get into it. Now, I got to say this. The only way to have true abundance is to maintain it if everyday people, men and women and children, work together to share and contribute to each other's well-being. It can be worked out in small groups to large groups, but the goal is work together to achieve greatness and oneness of spiritual purpose. Our greatest riches is our souls, our minds, our hearts, and our bodies. With those four, we can beat the world and get anything that we need. Now, I had to say that. Basically, the art of the Ponzi scheme was created, and the father of the Ponzi scheme, as we know here in America, is by Charles Ponzi. And what he did was take in a lot of people's money, promising them postal stamps. And he had so much money, he was like, it was ridiculous. He started the whole scheme. You know, I'm not going to go into the details of him, but that was around 1921. He was selling coupons for postage stamps. The Ponzi scheme, as we see it, is basically detailed as, basically, you have companies or individuals promising people big returns on their money, that their money is safe, that if they invest with them, they'll bring them back a certain amount of money back, or they'll be able to pull money out of the account. Pretty much investment accounts, basically. You put your money, you believe in the person because the person knows how to work the money. He promised to bring, or the corporation promised to bring you results by lending out your money, making risky bets, lending money to certain people that you get a certain percentage back. That goes into people trusting. Now, usually, I would say, on the surface, it looked like it's a very cool thing to do. But what we have right now is this big epidemic of Ponzi schemes that's going on in corporate America in the banking industry. All the way, we can go all the way to Enron with the energy company saying that they're making so much money, and when you come to find out, they had no money. People lost their life savings. People didn't get their 401k from the company. They were just totally busted. A lot of people was hurt by that. Then you had the Arthur Anderson, who was covering it, which was an accounting firm that covered that mess up. They got busted. They had a run on their books because they were hiding the money for Enron. So they had a collapse. Well, they had to change the name, and a lot of people was hurt like by that. I had a friend, personal friend, who worked for Arthur and Anderson. I mean, he must have had a heart attack about it. But he was constantly assuring me that it was a good company, but yet news was coming out how they were like shredding documents, hiding the true figures of Enron and all this other stuff. There was nothing that he could say. That he worked for a company that was fraudulent. To him, it blew him away. But right now in corporate America, and you gotta watch yourself. You gotta watch where you invest your money. You gotta watch where you how you trust people. People just trust people. There's people that runs Ponzi schemes financially. People that run spiritual Ponzi schemes to get you to look up to them, to listen to them spiritually, and then everything they're talking about is positioning you to be in spiritual, financial, mental, and emotional ruin. You gotta pay attention. Then you got this other company called Pedigree. It's a futures company. This guy, Woodruff, he misappropriated about $215 million in his customers' money. And he was going into their accounts over a span of 20 years, raping their accounts, taking money off. This is what this guy was doing. He's a CEO. He was the only one. He owned the company right out. He had something like 200 workers. And he did this. Now you would think that that these cats would stop. Then you have Charter Bank. That's a whole thing with them money laundering. Them in the SBC bank holding. Hundreds of millions of dollars to Iran and to the Mexican cartels. They're laundering money. Now these are people who go to work every day with suits in big offices, have chauffeurs and all this other stuff. And we see them, you would think that they would live on a higher level, a higher plane of thought process, because they're so detached that they should, that robbing and stealing would be the last thing on their mind because they have so much, but yet they're still not satisfied. So they have to concoct these wild structures of taking people's money in. Or they misappropriate their company money, and so they, for a short file, they feel like, well, we can go into their accounts and be stable for a minute, and we'll give them their money back. That's their, supposedly their intent, but it never works out that way. Now, now we can go all the way to the Ponzi scheme, all the way to the SNL loan thing, SNL loans, that banking scheme that really raped the country at one time, and that was directly tied to the Bush family, the Bush brothers. Then you got the Bernie Madoff situation, where he was faking for years, and people were making money where it was no money. It was like a revolving door. I give him $10, he give the $10 to somebody else when they get ready to take out their money. They might want $10, so I give him 10. He turn around and give the other person 10 because they want 10 out. I'm thinking that the 10 is in my bank or in account, gaining interest or being invested. It's actually going out to somebody else. It's unsupported. My money is not working for me because these cats stole it. Then you have the whole manipulation. There's a company who was manipulating the value and the rate of silver. So they were conducting a Ponzi scheme. They got found out. So all this is going down. I keep seeing this Ponzi scheme of this trust of the money. Then you had MF Global. Here's another company. It was using clients' money to the sum of $1.6 billion was missing. They used their clients' money to stay afloat till they were able to file bankruptcy in October last year. $1.6 billion, people. this Ponzi scheme thing is big. These scams are big. Right now, you had the other guy, Alan Stanford, who ran a $7 billion Ponzi scheme through his bank that he had in Antigua. His bank is called the Stanford International Bank Limited. He was selling people fake certificates of deposit, better known as CDs. Usually a CD will fully mature in like 3 or 4 years. I mean, 3 or 4 years, probably 5, maybe 7 years. You know what I'm saying? You invest $3,000 and you might get $7,000 out of the deal. You know, is this promise of, because it's a maturity. You put it in over time and it matures, and then that's your return. Obviously, when you take it out, you gotta, if you're gonna spend it, you're gonna pay taxes. But usually, people leave it in. Then we have the whole. Now, I was working in the mortgage industry. I was at the top. Then you had the whole banking mortgage fiasco with all the subprime. When they were giving people loans to $30,000 houses that they knew these people wouldn't be able to pay it back. Well, these people had the houses, they were paying on it, but then the jobs went north. So they were given something or promised a return. Once again, here comes the mental, spiritual, emotional Ponzi schemes. These people were set up from the beginning. How does a black family or a Mexican family or white family, who both of the families work working probably a little bit over the top, a little bit over a minimum wage job, decent job, but they got a $300,000 house value, and that's the money that they put in, that they borrowed to the house. But they were given a lie that they could get a line of credit from their house, because you had a lot of people doing lines of credits, and you had a lot of people saying, okay, you buy this house, it's going to be worth this amount, da 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 da. When it come to find out, when the market went and the people try to make a quick turn, they bought housing and property as investments, and they couldn't get the value that they actually put in, and they fell at a loss. It's a Ponzi scheme. The people who actually invested were the people that lost out. They didn't get the big money. They were sold a bunch of dreams. The person who sold it to them made the money. Then you had the Facebook fiasco, when people promised that they said that Facebook was going to climb nothing up in value. Groupon, these two companies was going to just rise up in value. People were buying it. People were trying to get out of the stock. People were wondering why they, you know, why they couldn't buy the stock. Some of them bought it, and then turn around, Facebook value started going down. They started losing. That was a Ponzi scheme. That they were overvalued. That they gave some people the ability to buy the stock and others couldn't buy it because they locked them out. But then it didn't matter because the value of the stock went down. So you promised a return based upon what you put in, and everybody telling you Facebook is the hottest thing going, and then when it started going, once it went public, the value of it just went down. The perceived value, there was no value. Now, its owner made $1 billion. But the company in itself didn't. So what I'm trying to say, people, is that we're in the age of Ponzi schemes and scams, financial scams. It's 2012.
We're in the midst of Ponzi scheme, like Brother Calvin said. $6 trillion was spent 20 years from the government. $6 trillion, that's government money. That's a Ponzi scheme. The gas, they're doing with the gas, that's a Ponzi scheme. What a Ponzi scheme is, when a company make money and tell people ain't got no money. One of the things going on now, even with the hospital, Even this COVID situation is a Ponzi scheme. It's a way to make money. It's a way to set people back. So we're dealing with Ponzi scheme in corporate America. And that's what's going on. We're talking about tonight the $1 trillion flow. We're praying for the family, the police, the state trooper got shot on the expressway. The black, he's a black trooper. We don't have too many black troopers. But what I'm happening, the violence what happened in Mississippi and what happened in Memphis where the boy came in and shot another boy. There's too many guns in the street in Congress to not do nothing about it. The manufacturer, the companies that are making guns, the assault rifles, you people scared to go out the house. They might get shot driving to work. And ain't nobody doing nothing about it. And right now, we got the Republican plan out of Hitler playbook. They don't want to pass the infrastructure. When a bridge falls, when the L run off the track, a million people get killed, then they want to pass the bill. You know, when I go up on the bridge, I get upset because the bridge shake. And these concrete bridges now, like over in China, they use bad stuff and the train run out and kill about 75 people. So it's going to happen in America because Congress will not move. The Republican is stalling. You got some Democrats or Republicans blocking the money. And right now, the Ponzi scheme, see, and let me tell you what's the Ponzi scheme. Here's the people in Afghanistan they brought over and said these are workers. These people ready to take jobs, they're going to give them food stamps. They're going to give them money. They're going to give them medical cards. Here, they bought 2 plane loads from over there. I've been there for 20 years. The Jamaicans came, the Haitians came. They sent 2 planes of them back. And the administration said, we're going to investigate. It's a man on a horse whooping black folks right down there in Texas. We're going to investigate that. We have to understand it's a Ponzi scheme going on within the black community. Now, we haven't got reparation yet. It's a Ponzi scheme with us. The people in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street, they never get paid, but they want to pay everybody else. People got, they had a over there in Afghanistan, they shot some people. Now they want to get them money. What about the black? Our ancestors that built this country on the back. They built Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, they built Chicago, they built it. We ain't got paid yet. The ancestors, I just seen in California where the white folks cut the land, grew up land, cut the land. The people just got the land back, right there in California. So racism is still real and alive in the money situation. This is $1 trillion flow tonight. We're talking about the Ponzi scheme. What is the Ponzi scheme? The Ponzi scheme is I tell you I'm gonna give you something. I want the bank. This is what happened. Trump sent all the money to the banks. The bank supposed to gave it to the people when Trump was in. The banks didn't get the money. The bank, you write the bank for the money. We out. We done lost all the money. That was the Ponzi scheme. They got the money. One thing, the PPP loans, they gave it to some people. The mega churches got $100,000. They got $1 million. Some of them didn't need the money, but they got the money. The people like, that's a Ponzi scheme. The Ponzi scheme was working right out there out of the Democrats and Republicans. As we talk right now, ain't nobody said all the money that was spent in Afghanistan, $6 trillion for 20 years. Now, that money could have fed a lot of people, jobs here in America. They're in another country, and America sent $5 trillion over to Israel every year. So they started sending money out, but on the inside, they ain't taking care of his people. $1 trillion flow. Who got the money? And that's what we're talking about. $1 trillion flow tonight.
relationships don't work between black people, racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive, racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think, racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion
from L.A.
flow
to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Martin Luther King, you saw I'm talking about the $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about car launch done by robots, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you,
$1 trillion
poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yeah, you can have that new Benz. Yeah, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose.
I want to set the night in the $1 trillion flow. Don't forget Marcus Garvey, Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Don't forget our ancestors. We're talking about the $1 trillion flow tonight. You should go into business and you should make it. You right now, the playing field is changing. This COBRA and all this stuff happening. The ancestor is turning some things around. I want to thank Mother Egypt. Mother Egypt, you did a good job. I want to thank you and all the people that came over to St. Michael Feast Day on Wednesday. We got a wonderful time. And I want to tell you, Mother Moon, thank you. I'm looking for you Sunday, Mother Moon. We're gonna spit the wine. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We're going to spit the wine and spit the rum. Sunday's first Sunday, we're going to spit the wine and spit the rum. So you'll be here. Derek, I want you to be here. And I'm praying for Purpose Band and Daryl. I want you to come also. We're in a thing where God is blessing. Wake up. We got to wake up. The killing in Houston where the boy shot in grammar school kids got guns in Houston. And Brother Jerry and his wife is in Houston. He ain't called me, but I seen it on the news where the boy come into school and shot one of the teachers. In Memphis, boy had a gun and shot, and mothers on spending. We got to get ahead of these guns that the government, that the Rifle Association is still putting guns and dope in the neighborhood. And ain't nobody said, because the Republicans is planned by Hitler playbook. And Hitler killed 6 million Jews. And know how many blacks he killed, because he called blacks apes. So look at them apes running when they were, Jesse Owens was running track. He said, look at them apes. Hitler playbook is still real. You know, it was played and look like some of the Republicans playing out of it and some of the so-called Democrats. And the reason this virus is so bad, they didn't step up to the plate and work it. And the pharmaceuticals ain't told us what's in it yet. Take the virus. Take the virus. If you want me to take something, let me know what's in it. What is the compound? What's going to happen to me 2 years after I take it? 3 years after I take it? What's going to happen? Ain't nobody sit down. Now, doctor. Now, scientist. Sit down and come on TV. This was in this virus. Then when you take it, this what's gonna happen to you. Because some of the people now, them took the shot and they sick. You know, let's look at this realistic. It's about the dollar, $1 trillion. Who making the money? The government buying it. But how come the pharmaceuticals haven't come out with commercials? Come to the neighborhood, and the ones that are making the trillions of dollars, the pharmaceutical companies. Right now, the pharmaceutical company is still putting these pills out that will kill people, and the government ain't said nothing about the pills. That people that they sue the company, pat them on the wrist, still selling pills. We're talking about the product. We got to wake up. We have to wake up everybody. I've got to tell you, every night from 9 to 10, we own Blog Talk Radio here on the station from 9 to 10. And on Sundays from 11 to 12 on the same station. On Mondays, Dr. King Movement. On Tuesday, Cross the Ancestors. on Wednesday, Bible class. On Thursday, divine healing, divine deliverance. On Friday, tonight is the $1 trillion float. And I want you to call a friend, call a neighbor, and tell them to listen, because something I might say. This is the first of this month, and I want you to read Psalm 119, east, west, north, and south. Say, I want you to smudge your house, I want you to stay clean, doors open up for you, whatever you need, God got what you need. And I want to say this to him, open up to the Almighty. I'm praying for those families, yes, that lost loved ones. There's so much evil out there. Sunday I'm going to talk about evil, how to overcome the evil demons that have been loose on this earth. I'm praying for you, Bright Star, Sister Ruby. I'm praying for Sister Ruby and her daughter. Praying for Sister Pam and her daughter. Praying for Sister Rachel. I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Brother Joe, I'm praying for you. You're going to get all right. And Lisa, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call. I want to tell you, God got a blessing with your name on it. Don't forget, you can listen to us every night. And, I have some people calling. But I want to tell you, those that are in Haiti, I'm praying for the Haitians. I'm praying for those that are Francis is around me. The spirit of the ancestor, Ashe. Get ready for a divine blessing. I don't know, just gave me a scripture, Psalm 75 and Psalm 27. I want you to read that. That's going to be a blessing for you. But here, hey, I'm going to wake up everybody.
Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Change it, yeah, just you and me. Change.
change it, yeah.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, y'all.
Can't do it alone. Need a little help, y'all.
Yes,
need a little help.
Say it for
need some help, y'all. Change the world what it used to be.
Can't do it alone.
Do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Wake up, everybody.
Stop lying. The condition we're in now is because of these lying politicians. The reason the condition we're in right now is black because the black community don't stick together, and the preachers, they want a Cadillac and an airplane, and they want to fly away. God put them on the ground to work with us. I share our ancestors. I want to tell you, victory tonight is, this is a new month. It's October. This is the victory month for you. Whatever you're trying to do, God gonna make it happen. The job you need, the healing that you need, the victory is yours. I thought about Bishop Moore came in my spirit, also Bishop Ross and Bishop Lewis Ford, and I was just looking at some of the bishops that have tread away, Dr. King, Dr. Abernathy, Dr. Barnett Lee, just so many. Mother, Reverend Mother Meacham, Reverend Mother Cook, Reverend Mother, so many mothers, Mother Karen, there's so many ancestors is around us, want us to do better with your family. In Houston, Texas, I'm praying that people shook up guns in the school in Houston, Texas, and in Memphis, Tennessee. This is down south. This is Republican. This is a Republican state. The guns, too many guns in the hands of people. The shooting in Chicago, plain old daylight, just shooting and people getting killed. And right here, the state trooper trying to protect us gets shot on the expressway. The president got to say something. The Congress, the Republicans, and these politicians got to come up with a plan. And Commander Brown, he got to do more than what he did in Texas. He got to step up to the plate. We got to stop all these guns in this car. It's a killing. Every weekend, from 25 to 30 people get killed. 100 get wounded. But victory still is in our grasp. Victory.
Victory is mine. artificial insemination. Then you're saying that what God did was bad, and therefore, that if a woman had a child and wasn't married, that the child is a bastard, illegitimate. Jesus, Mother Mary, wasn't married to the angel of the Lord. You're not going wrong calling Jesus a bastard. And where in the Bible it says there was a city hall that you sat and had a blood test, then went and get the license, and then get married? Your Bible says, and God made two people, men and a woman, and sent them out to multiply. He didn't send them to do 2 times 2 equals 4. Send them out to get sex and have babies. Some doctor come and tell you that the mere fact that your child is born in sin, and therefore something's wrong with the child. What's wrong with the child? How else could the child have been born? Why would God curse the thing that God made and checked out? You think that God made sex and didn't check it out? Would you make a car never run it, test run it? But no, you see, but you don't say nothing about it, because a man stand up for a woman and tell you, run a lot of things down on you, make you feel guilty, make you go in a mental institution for the things that God gave you. Along the Nile, when the Africans established the worship of goddess Hathor, the first known deity, long before they worshipped the Ptah, that was the first known male deity. The first known female deity was Hathor. And then there was another male, a female deity by the name of goddess Nut, spelled like Nut, Nut. In this year, in most of the pyramids, I mean most of the temples and most of the tombs that you see, especially at a place called today Luxor, African for the first time call it Wa'at, W-A-A-T. There on the ceilings of the tombs, you see the body of this woman, this African woman, with stars and moons and everything symbolizing the outer space, the heavens. And one side, her head comes down, and on the other side, the legs come down. And then you see the god, Geb, G-E-B, Geb, on kneeling on one knee and holding her, listen to this, at the two columns of heaven, one hand on the vagina and the other on her breast, the two columns of heaven. That's where heaven was, and that's where heaven still is. The most ancient, writing of the word heaven, the ancient Egyptian Africans call it Amenta. The opposite of that they call Abydos. In the Hieratic writing. But when this was thousands of years, there were no Adam and Eve story yet. There were no Jew yet. There was, of course, no Greece yet. We don't have Greece. That's come in history until 833 BC, when Homer wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey. And Homer says that even the gods of Greece, the gods of Europe, the two first gods, and Apollo came from Ethiopia. Go read your college. And I'm sure that you have to read the Iliad and the Odyssey. And you come up with your PhDs. And you wear your fraternities and your sororities. And you don't know none of this. And your Greeks, your Akabamba, Bapadamba, Bapagata, and all of that. And you know nothing about yourself. You Greeks freak everything else, but know nothing about yourself. You're proud of everybody who learned from you, but not of yourself. Of course, this would be called rape or superior. All I'm dealing with me. I have no time to deal with other folks to be racist, because there's so much of me that I need to deal with, that have been so long neglected that I don't have time. Man, if I was teaching another 2,000 years, I'd go start it. The point is, if you knew this, then you will not be kneeling in, sitting in. up and so on. They took a day. They didn't beg a living soul for a day. They took the day. You got to be in the family all the time begging. Take the day. And if you were taken, do you remember that a woman named Rosa Parks did it long before Martin Luther King Jr. was told by his mama. His mama, not a black woman, go down there and get yourself fit. I said you're fit in Boston to get shot. A black woman. And then when you're taking the damn day, remember that Betty Shabazz, Double Field, the death of her husband, no less than Coretta Scott King. Just remember that Malcolm, when he died, left six daughters. The last two, the twins, he didn't even know existed because Betty was so surprised and told him she was pregnant. He got killed before his birthday, but he got killed before it happened. So his last two, he didn't know that his wife was pregnant. So when you go take a day, take one for Malcolm too. Take one for Garvey. Take one for Garvey. Take one for Du Bois. Take one for Nat Turner, Denmark, Beasy, Nat, Henry Highland Garden, and Harriet Tubman. Take one, David Walker. Please don't take none for Christmas. Adams got shot in his rectum. Defending his master. He was no hero. He happens to be black. Happens to be black. He got shot. So somebody has victory. But let's go on here. Natana and Denmark Busy understood Christianity. They took up arms to defend themselves as Jesus took up his stick and went from in the synagogue. All right. Up on the wall. That was Jesus. There ain't nobody from this part of the world coming here with the synagogue. That's one aspect that intends you to be moderate. But then again, there are some people with special interests, and their interest may not be necessarily your interest. There was a thing that said that those who call Lord, 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 Father, but then Simon Peter, you could be the first time. How in all the days my name, but who was crazy? That was, I hope that's the little warning. But all along the Nile here, when Abraham was born, what this Jews have not heard of? They came in here, and they met what? Cities. They met an educational system here called the mystery system. They met medical practice, science, law, engineering. There is no Greece yet. There is no Rome. There is no Europe in history. When these Africans under Sesostris III changed the flow of this river this way to stop the inundation period. And now you're talking about you're afraid of mathematics and science that black people don't do well. Mathematics and science is only when we're singing. But even that we don't do anymore. We don't sing the African spirituals, which we misname in Negro spirituals. We sing songs from Wales and Scotland. One of the songs that gets me so damn sick is the other day I went in the church and hear black people singing, "Make me whiter than snow, oh Lord!" Washed in the blood. God, it is a sad thing for black people to think that they were washed in red blood, black as they are, and then become white as snow. Sickness. That's it. And you see nothing wrong with singing that song. And singing it loud, very loud, to the top of your voice. And then you got an aria. The big song for the day. Sisters going there, belching out. Black people sitting down. Oh. And things are going on. Your most precious daughter is coming down the aisle with a most precious
Jesus, young man.
Society, the negative confession, no.